Welcome to the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast. It contains material from the morning show, which can be found live at 93.9 FM in Ottawa, Canada, or online at www.939bobfm.com every day at 5:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For international times and more information on Vinny and his co-hosts and more podcasts, visit www.vinnywhite.co.uk. Here comes the best bits of recent shows that have gone out on air. Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy.
All right, come on, let's do this.
Breakfast is on, Ottawa. Bob's Breakfast with Vinny and Sandy.
Action! Yay! 5:39 live from the Capitol. Vinny and Sandy, says the man there, but he's wrong. Sandy's off this week. Mel's here, though. Hello, welcome back.
Hi.
Nice to have you in. I was co-hostless yesterday. Well, I'll say that. Hammer was very helpful. But, well, didn't have the beautiful dulcet tones of Melanie Adams.
Well, I'm glad to be back.
How you doing? How was your day off? What did you do?
Oh, it was fantastic. I went to a beach, laid in the sand, unknowingly a few meters away from a dead seagull.
When did you discover that, once you'd laid down for a bit?
45 minutes after I laid down, yeah.
Nice.
He didn't smell, though, so that was okay. It was
okay.
Quiet. Kept to himself.
Did you pop it on the Barbie?
I did not, no.
Right.
We left shortly after the noticing of the dead seagull.
Yeah, it sort of puts a downer on your day.
But if you're going to die, might as well die on a sunny beach.
Yeah. It's the nicest way to go. You could have done, what's that movie, American Beauty, where he films it? He goes, there's just so much beauty in death.
No, I didn't do that. That didn't never even occurred to me.
But a really good way of freaking out whoever you were with. I'm just going to go and film it for my collection of death stories. Well, you missed an incredible day here.
That's what I heard.
I'd say, without question, it was the best radio show I've ever done. Wouldn't you say, Hammer?
Yeah, pretty close.
Morning, Hammer, by the way.
Good morning.
You're very much a homebody, aren't you? Live in Barrhaven. You look after your very rapidly growing family.
I support the brood, yes.
Sometimes you look up recipes, don't you?
I do. I love to cook.
What were you looking up earlier?
And you caught me. I was looking up, I don't know where I found it, but Martha Stewart, the perfect omelet recipe.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of breakfast. I love breakfast. Mm. I love big breakfasts.
Mm. Oh,
big enough
that.
To skip lunch.
Yeah. He's a big lad, our Hammer. He's a big lad. You wouldn't want to get in a fight with him.
I'm not massive. I'm a friendly guy.
You're well built. You're a gentle giant from Barrhaven.
Yes.
That looks up recipes. But what fascinates me is this new invention that we've discovered to make an easier breakfast. What is it called?
The one on Amazon. It's called the Back to Basics Egg and Muffin Two-Slice Toaster and Egg Poacher. I want one.
If you're not familiar with this, we're probably normal, because I certainly wasn't until a few minutes ago. This is a toaster. And on the side of it, you can pop an egg in it.
Yeah.
And essentially, it's the ultimate for a breakfast sandwich, isn't it? Because you can just get going with it. And you can poach it, or you can lightly fry it if you want, I think. Either way, it's all in one.
Yeah, it's on Amazon. It's really cool.
It's really weird, though, isn't it? It's just... first of all, the washer-dryer. I combined that. Now the egg-poaching toaster... The fridge freezer, they've already done that.
That's
one.
That's good. I want a car shower so that it can cut off like 20 minutes in the morning on my way here. Like, you know how self-cleaning ovens, you press the button and it just cleans? If I could do that in my car on the drive here and have a shower.
You're onto something.
It would be like having a car wash for me inside my car.
Well, I wonder if you could go for the trifecta and have a car shower with a built-in toilet. So you sit, rather than on a car seat, you're on a commode.
That's just ridiculous.
And also, it might be a bit antisocial on long car trips. What are you doing? Why have you got that face?
I'm just thinking really hard.
Yeah, if you've got any combination inventions that you'd like to get on with, then get in touch. Mornings at 939bobfm.com.
Jerk of the Day Award goes to a man in Washington who stole another man's identity, then sent him a thank you card. The victim found out he was a victim when his credit card was declined while he was shopping. He then found out about suspicious purchases on his card. 3 days later, a rose appeared outside his front door with a card reading, thank you.
And presumably, it had the true identity of the man.
Well, I don't know that they have caught the perpetrator yet, but the victim says when they do, he'll be sure to send him flowers in prison.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's nice.
Must be very violating to have your identity stolen.
I would think so. And then to have some jerk rub it in like that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cruel.
Don't worry, I'll never steal your identity.
You'd do something worse. Wouldn't she? Look at that face. That, and that laugh. Look at that. That's that evil. Laugh. That's straight off He-Man. What? Remember Skeletor? You're the female Skeletor.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine. Whatever I decide to do to you, I'm sure you'll be fine after a while. Ottawa is getting a North American Soccer League team. No word on when they'll start playing or what they'll be called. They'll be owned by the Ottawa Sports and Entertainment Group, which has also been awarded a conditional CFL franchise for the city. And the Atlanta Braves shut out the Toronto Blue Jays 2-0. That's Bob Sports.
Bob FM traffic.
Is the traffic as delayed as the traffic bed?
Yes.
I was trying to find some Skeletor.
Oh, bless you.
I couldn't find a good clip of his evil laugh yet.
You know who Skeletor kind of looks like? Matt Sundin.
No, I think it's more Ann Coulter.
Ooh, if Ann Coulter and Matt Sundin had a baby, it would be Skeletor.
Yeah. I bet all the clips that you're getting are just He-Man saying, "By the power of Grayskull!"
Did you miss it because of traffic?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to do... You keep looking. Hey, why don't you... You're a grown man watching cartoons. We're doing a radio show here. You do traffic. You look
you
up your cartoons.
It.
Goodness sake.
174 westbound, moderate and steady through Rockland, Cumberland, and Orleans. 417 westbound, starting to fill in from the split to the Vanier Parkway. 417 eastbound, steady volume through Kanata, moderate and building from Pinecrest to Maitland.
Yes!
I nailed it!
That's it! That is Melanie Adams. Looped forever. Greece news now, and let's find out what on earth is going on. So, hours of talks between the Eurozone finance ministers on the imploding finances of Greece. And it looks like there's some progress. Greece has been a naughty boy. It's spent a lot of money, and now it's getting the first 12 billion euros of a bailout that's going to probably go up to 110 billion euros. And this isn't the first time it's been bailed out. Now, the bailout package starts in early July, but they only get their money if they can assure they will reform pretty much everything. New spending cuts, economic reforms by the end of the month. So they've got to orchestrate a plan. This isn't going down very well with the people at all. Now, paying taxes in Greece has always been actually more of an option than a rule. And the government are sometimes a little bit busy doing other things like, I don't know, corruption. Greece has been behaving like a wife of a very rich tycoon, spending more money than she has had and constantly being bailed out by her rich partner, but never changing her shopping habits. Now, the rich husband, also known as Germany, is asking the wife to stop spending money on shoes and perhaps reforming the entire way she lives her life. The wife, however, has started rioting. Yes, Greek people are understandably upset with the government that has let them down, and now they're taken to the streets. Riots in Athens, amongst other places throughout Greece, have been going on for some days, and according to CNN, objects have been thrown at riots, including rocks, badly constructed missiles, and I'm not making this up, tzatziki. Yes, Greek yogurt has been flying through the air in Athens, which is, although it's under terrible circumstances, a little bit funny. It would essentially be like the riots in London involving fish and chips. or in Vancouver the other day, beaver tails. You know what I mean?
So taxes are optional and there's delicious veggie dip all over the place.
Yeah?
I am moving to Greece.
Let's go!
I'm going to fill the pool up tomorrow and enjoy it. Other than that, nothing new.
You've got a swimming pool?
A kiddie pool.
Okay. Is a kiddie pool like one of those plastic ones you buy from Walmart?
Bingo.
All right. I thought for a minute there they were paying you too much.
Were you following me while I bought it at Walmart? Were you watching me?
They're just a little bit bigger than that hot tub you say you have in your backyard.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Where did you buy your hot tub?
Came with a house. So I didn't buy it. It was there, although it is. It's really embarrassing because it's so small. It's a two-manner. Well, I say two-manner. Hopefully it's a man and a woman. The worst thing is I was in there with my friend Blair. Hello, Blair. Good morning to you. Thanks for what you did here. And, you know, I like Blair. We're good mates. And we're both sitting there in our shorts having a beer, and it was like minus 20. And the instructions, so the directions on turning up the temperature and changing the bubbles and all that business are behind me, right?
Okay.
And he's in front of me and opposite me. And he can't be anywhere else because it's not round, okay? It's an oval.
It's a bathtub in the backyard.
It is a bathtub.
It's a bathtub.
I mean,
with jets.
I call it a hot tub, but I'd like to. I'm trying to over glamorize what is a bathtub. Well, anyway, so Blair decides that he wants to change the temperature. I don't know why he didn't ask me. Just ask me. I'll do it.
Was there touching? Caressing?
He
leant
over me.
Chests?
And I just, I don't need to be that close to my friends on any level. It is a bit embarrassing.
Mel, have you been in the tub?
Actually, funny story. I have been. I was outside by myself, a bunch of us hanging out at Vinny's, and I thought I'd jump in. And they came and took my clothes. And left me in the bubbling bathtub in the backyard.
It wasn't me. I was DJing. I was busy making music.
Took my clothes and left me there.
That's quite funny, though. How long have you been there?
About close to an hour in March.
Yeah. Someone went
to
bring her a beer, and she was like, you know, I'd really like my clothes back. It was good. Do you want to come in it with me, Hammer? You are big, aren't you?
So I'm not probably... like 350 here, 6'7".
No. You're like
a very stacked
man.
Seven.
You obviously go to the gym quite a lot.
I don't touch the gym at all.
Don't you?
Not a chance.
Do you juice? How do you get like that?
Do I juice? I do like my steroids, Vinny.
Yeah?
No! It's genetics.
Well, you make the coffee in the morning. And since yes. I've been drinking it, I've noticed a lot more hair on my body. And I'm getting angry mood swings.
You're noticing anything else?
No.
The anger heightened and maybe something lessened?
Because that does happen, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you do that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point in doing
I guess
that?
We'll find out when we get into the hot tub together.
Everybody in here, stacked.
93.9 Bob FM. 80s, 90s, and breakfast with Vinny and Sandy.
Mel, you and Hammer went to college together, didn't you?
In Belleville, yeah.
Oh, you didn't go to Algonquin?
No.
What did you study?
Broadcast journalism.
You sure?
Yep.
Because I've heard you.
Okay. You know the mics aren't always on, right? You can't always be protected by the people listening.
They will always protect me.
They can't hear what I do to you when they're not listening.
You look quite evil today. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Anyway.
Don't look at me in that
tone. The reason I brought it up was I went to college yesterday.
There's a first.
Hey, back in your box, sweet cheeks.
Sorry.
No, I went to go and talk at a media course. Which I believe, this is quite common practice by a lot of DJs in the building. I've never been asked, which I don't know if I should be paranoid about that.
I've done it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we actually snuck into the back of the room so the students didn't know we were there, and their teacher, who I'm friends with, got them to badmouth us and then pointed us out.
So, and then the idea is, of course, that you spoke and said your story, how you got into it and all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was good. Went in there, and there was about, I think there was about 10 students in there, various ages.
Right.
And I did slightly mess a bit up because he said, how did you get into it? And I told him when my story, which was, you know, did a bit of radio in England and put a demo together and moved here and thought, all right, I'll put it on this station. And it went around the whole building before finally the last person, Chris Gordon at the time, said, yeah, he's all right. I suppose we could use him for Saturday nights. And it's gone from there. So I was telling them this story and I was just slightly aware that it might be boring. It probably wasn't to them, but because it's me, and I'm not by any means an egocentric. Shut up! Anyway, the point is, the teacher interrupted and goes, what about qualifications? And I told him what qualifications I've got. And he said, and I suppose it's best to not to have been to jail. And I went, well, I mean, I've been in prison a few times. Now, obviously, for you and I, we know I was joking. Well, it turns out at least half the students thought I was. So I do this whole thing about my life. And I'm like, yeah, so anyway, and then I moved here, and then I did this, then I got the morning show, and I just, I felt as it was sort of narcissistic. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of rushed it towards the end. And then I said, any questions? And two people put their hands up, and one said, did you murder someone? Which is a bit dark. And the other one said, what did you do to get put in jail? And I explained I was joking at that point. I must have a very dodgy-looking face, have I?
You do, yeah.
I think it's the stereotype here, because when you watch, like, gangster movies, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, they're all English, and I think English often play the baddies in movies. So I think whenever I say I'm a bad man, everyone believes me, because they've sort of had it brainwashed into them.
You said earlier that your people in the past used to stick flags in countries and say they were theirs.
Mm.
I think it's a reputation you deserve.
It's true, actually. And don't ever watch Gandhi.
Thanks for downloading the Best of Bob's Breakfast Show podcast with Vinny and Sandy. www.vinnywhite.co.uk